Namanda,
I'd like to begin this morning by reading a passage from the Shoshinge. The Shoshinge is one of our commonly chanted liturgies in the Jodo Shinshu tradition. And this specific passage that I'd like to share this morning is inspired by the teachings of Nagarjuna, or Ryuju Bosatsu, and it describes how we travel through the journey of life in the Nembutsu teaching. So I invite you to join me in Gassho. Nagarjuna clarifies the hardship on the overland path of difficult practice and leads us to entrust to the pleasure on the waterway of easy practice. Kenji nangyo rokuroku, shingyo igyo, shido raku. Ryuju Bosatsu wa, nangyo odo wa kurushii rokuro no yō de aru to shimeshi, igyo odo wa 楽しい船旅のようであるとおすすめになるとナマンダブツ。So once again, I welcome you all to our senior gathering. 皆さんようこそ今月の senior gathering のご参加でございます。This weekend and this week, I've got kind of traveling and journeys on my mind. I went with my family down to San Diego this past weekend for the national conference, our national council meeting, the BCA gathering of all the ministers and temple leaders, where we discussed the direction of our teachings and our Kyodan, our national organization. 私が先週、こう、ナショナルカウンセルミーティング、各仏教会の会教師、先生と、こういう会長さんがみんなサンディエゴに集まって、まあ、お話をすることをして、まあ、今からの、計画とか、まあ、そういう一年間また歩んでいこうという方向とかをいろいろ確認しながら話し合いの機会ですね。And so in order to get down to San Diego, this time we flew down. We didn't drive this time, but we had driven down to Southern California back in October for the Buddhist Women's Conference. そして今回は飛行機でいたんですけど、この前はこう飛行機じゃなくて車で10月にアルバイまでは行きました。And so when we drove down, we stayed one night going each way. So it really took, about a day and a half just to travel the distance. そしてこの、まあ、距離を、まあ、その南カリフォルニアまで行くのは、まあ、一泊をして、で、まあ、一日半ぐらいかかったんですね。With small children, of course, we're traveling with our two sons, one of whom is 3 years old, the other is a little over 1 years old now. But traveling with the little kids, of course, you want to break up the trip. You don't want to just drive straight through. And so this time when we were thinking about going to San Diego, it was like, no way are we going to drive. で、まあ、子供が一緒に行く、まあ、子供は1歳と3歳ですから、まあ、必ずこう泊まりながら行くんですけど、今回はサンディエゴまで行くと、いや、絶対車で行きたくないと思いました。Not that we had a particularly difficult trip the last time, but there were certainly, probably altogether about an hour or so where at least one of the kids was crying in the car if you added it all up. まあ車で行くと、まあ全部泣く時間を合わせたら1時間ぐらい子供が車の中に泣くんですね。 And then we also did get a flat tire coming out of Los Angeles, so that was a little adventure. そしてこの前言ったら、ロサンゼルスを出るときに、パンクして車にまた修理しないといけなかったんですね。So this time we decided, let's take it easy, let's fly. 今度は楽に行こうと思ってて飛行機で乗りました。And we were very fortunate because it was so clear. We flew down to San Diego. We left on Wednesday morning last week, and it was incredibly clear. One of the clearest flights I've ever had in terms of the visibility. そして本当によく、遠くから見えて、全然曇りとか霧がなくて、本当に綺麗に見えました。And so the whole time we were flying from San Mateo or from San Francisco down to San Diego, if you looked out the window, you could see very clearly what was below. You could see, the little houses and things. そして、はっきり見えて、よく、車とか家まで見えるんですね。本当に綺麗でした。And so as we're flying along, I'm not too familiar with the area north of San Luis Obispo, but I used to, when I was in Oxnard, my previous assignment, I would have to, for a period of about 11 months, I was driving from between Oxnard and San Luis Obispo once or twice a month. So I'm very familiar with that kind of stretch of California from San Luis Obispo down into Los Angeles. そして、私は、こういう、ここからサンルイス・ビスポの間はあまり詳しくないんですけど、私、オクスナーで行ったときは、月に、1年間ぐらいは月に1回もしくは2回、サンルイス・ビスポまで行って帰る時があったんですから、こうサンルイス・ビスポから、ロサンゼルスまでの、ところは、もう結構、割と詳しいんですね。So as we're flying over, and periodically my son is looking out the window and pointing at things and saying, what is that called? What is that called? And so we're looking out the window and he said, what's that? I said, oh, that's San Luis Obispo. That's, you can see that sort of point where it comes out around Lompoc, and you can see the Vandenberg Air Force Base. And I said, oh, I know where that is. そして、こういうちょうどサンルイス・ビスポの時に息子が何だと、外を見たら、あれサンルイス・ビスポという街だと。上から見ても分かったんですね。And so from there on, I was just kind of keeping an eye on it. And actually, flying in an airplane from San Luis Obispo to LA, up in the air, it's probably 20 minutes or so that you're actually traveling. 飛行機で飛んだら、こう、サンルイス・ビスポから、ロサンゼルスまでは、20分ぐらいですね、飛ぶ時間としたら。And so as I'm looking along, I could recognize different things along the way. Oh, there's Santa Barbara, there's Carpinteria, oh, there's Oxnard. And I was sort of looking, trying to find the temple. And then, now we're going over Malibu, and then we're over LA. And so I was sort of, following along and thinking about all these places that I traveled. そして、いろいろ見たら、じゃああれはオクスナード、あれはマリブ、あれはサンタバーブラとかよく分かってたんですね。And as I was flying along, it took, the time from Santa Barbara to Oxnard was, maybe 5 minutes at most. そして、サンタバーブラからオクスナードまで飛ぶ時間が5分ぐらいかかったんですね。And then from Oxnard into Los Angeles, again, probably about 5 minutes.で、オークスナードからロサンゼルスが見えるところまではまた5分ぐらいかかったんですね。And as we were flying over, I was reflecting on my experiences driving down in Southern California. そして、サンタバーバラからオークスナードまで5分ぐらいかかるんですね、飛行機で。そして、またオークスナードが見えるところからロサンゼルスが見えるところまではまた5分ぐらいかかりますね。で、私をそれを見ながら、じゃあそこで運転したことを思い出した。And I remembered a time when it took me 2 hours to go from Santa Barbara to Oxnard on a Sunday afternoon when everybody was coming back from their holidays back into LA. そして私は、サンタバーバラからオクスナードまで2時間もかかったことがあるんですね。普段は40分ぐらい。Usually takes 40 minutes, but it can take 2 hours if you really hit the LA afternoon rush. Or any number of times it took me over 2 hours to get into LA or out of LA. そして何回もロサンゼルス、オクスナードからロサンゼルスまで行くとか帰るは2時間以上はかかったことは何回もあったんですね。And I was thinking, how easy to fly in an airplane. 飛行機は本当に楽ですね。楽の道ですね。So, as we think about the journey of our life, We also have difficult paths and easy paths. そして、まあ、人生の旅も楽な道と苦しい道があるんですね。And we have the Buddhist teaching. The Buddhist teaching is our path to awakening, our path to enlightenment.
そして仏様の御教えは私たちが悟りへの道を示す、こういう教えですね。そういう道を案内することですね。
And so we think about the Buddha's teaching, and among the teachings of the Buddha, it said there are easy paths that are like traveling over land, like being stuck in a traffic jam, and there are difficult paths, like traveling over land, and there are easy paths, and it says like sailing in a boat.
そしてこういう渋滞のようなこういう陸上に移動する。ちょっと大変な道があるんですね。で、船の多分の楽の道があるんですね。
So of course, hundreds or thousands of years ago, as these teachings have been passed down, we didn't have airplanes, but there were boats. And in many cases, a boat was a much easier way of traveling than traveling over land.
まあ、昔は飛行機がなったので、こういう船に例うことがあるんですね。
So if you think about traveling over land, in the old days in Japan, or in India or China, where these teachings have been passed down to us, people, not everybody had a horse even. A lot of people had to walk to get from place to place.
So, まあ、昔の日本とか中国とかインドはみんな、馬さえ持っていない人もたくさんおられまして、だいたい移動するときは歩いていくんですね。ゆっくりと時間がかかるんですね。そして足が疲れる。ね、腰が痛くなる。
So traveling over land, you know, your legs get tired, your back starts to ache. But traveling in a boat, you just sit there and you're carried along.
そして船に乗ったらもう座るだけで楽に移動するんですね。
And it's the same way with an airplane. You know, you just...sit back in the plane and it just glides along through the air, hundreds of miles an hour, but you're up so high, you just sort of, the world is gently passing by below you.
飛行機に乗ったら、もうとっても速い速度で走るんですけど、飛ぶんですけど、まあ、大体外を見たらゆっくりと進む感じですけど、楽な旅ですね。
So if we think about the Buddha's teachings, the way our path in life,A difficult path, according to the teachings of Nagarjuna and Shinran, is one where you try to do it all on your own.
そして、まあ、この難しい道というのは、私が一人で全部やらないといけないという道ですね。
I think I've got to move by the power of my own feet. I think about those Los Angeles traffic jams where everybody's sitting alone in their car.Hundreds and hundreds of cars and just one person in each car.
そして、まあ、ロスの渋滞のように、まあ、車が一台一人だけが乗ってるんですね。という感じで、まあ、一人で行くというのは大変ですね。
Think about on a boat or an airplane, you all board together. You all pack into that plane. And yeah, there are a lot of people fit into that. Hundreds of people fit into a single airplane. And yet, once you sit down, they bring you a drink,You look out the window and you comfortably cruise along.
そして飛行機は何百人も乗るんですけど、まあ一回座ったら飲み物を持ってくれて、座って楽に進むことができますね。
As it is with our Buddhist practice, if we come together to hear the Nembutsu, we come together as we do this morning for our senior gathering, we spend time together, we support each other, and we remind each other of what is important in life.To hear the teachings of the Buddha and to care for each other. Then we're able to travel easily on our journey of life, our journey to birth in the Pure Land, to awakening, to the realization of perfect enlightenment.
そしてこういう共に集まって、一緒に仏法を聞きながら、今日のシニアギャドリングのように一緒に集まって、楽しい時間を過ごしながら、人生の本当の大切なものを確認する。仏様の御教えを聞いて、念仏を聞いて、共に助け合いながら生きることで、楽にお浄土の方に進めることが
できます。So we had a wonderful trip and a wonderful journey, but I'm delighted to be back here in our wonderful ship, the San Mateo Buddhist Temple, where we all come together to hear the Nembutsu and journey together to the Pure Land of Amida Buddha. そして、まあ、楽しい旅ができましたけど、やっぱりここに帰って、この人生の旅の最も素晴らしい船のサンマテオ仏教会に乗って、共に三好を切って、共にお浄土日本に歩む人生を生かせられることは本当に嬉しいことでございます。I invite you to join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無